You're listening to the Barrel Icing Training Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, it's been highly requested that I talk about traveling tips with your horses and then plus a little trick at the end to get your horse to drink on the road. So be sure to get subscribed on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at Barrel Icing Training Help, and let's get rolling into this episode.
If you can really keep your horses happy and healthy down the road, when you get to the rodeo, they're going to do amazing. Today I have tips to haul your horses down the road. If you guys are not already, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on anything I post. And let me show you how I prep my trailer to go down the road. So these little tiny things that you guys do to keep your horse happy and healthy in the trailer are going to add up in the long run, because when you get to that destination, they're going to feel good, they're going to look good, and they're going to run good. First tip that I have for you guys is keep food and water in front of them at all times. So in the next video, I'll show you guys what I do and what I use to keep my horses having food in front of them, but I always like to make sure they have water in front of them. So every couple hours when we stop, I make sure they get water. Hi, Sam's coming to see us. And after that, once they have food and water, that's going to eliminate so many problems.
Okay, so what we do is we keep hay bags in front of them. Usually this is filled with hay, as well as we have this little clip right here that will break loose if they were ever to pull back super hard. So that's really helpful.
Next tip that I have for you guys, sorry, we have a horse butt in the background, but keep cameras in the back or check on your horses. Now, you can get super inexpensive cameras to put in your truck and put in your trailer so you can see what your horse is doing when you go down the road. But if you don't have that luxury, make sure you're checking on them when you stop. I like to think of it as when I stop, my horses probably need to stop and have a break too. So I keep that in mind when I'm traveling. Usually when I go more than 4 hours, I get out and let my horse just stand or let them get out and walk around. Now, sometimes you have to keep in mind that it's not safe to keep your horse at the gas station or wherever you stop. And if it's not safe like that, then just let them sit in the trailer. Sometimes they just like to stand and be in the trailer and just relax. That's enough relaxing for them. Another simple trick that I have is remove the crap out of the back of the trailer. Don't let them stand in it. That's just annoying for them to have to stand in it the whole time, especially if they're hauling down the road and they don't have somewhere to walk around. Going along with that, making sure your horse has shavings in the back of the trailer. Now, I like to have at least like, you know, an inch or two of shavings in the back of the trailer so my horses don't have to stand on just like a solid, hard ground. So since I've said the shavings part, if you don't have shavings, what you can do is you can either let your horse stand in hoof boots or some kind of protection around their feet that when you hit bumps and things like that, or you slam on the brakes, if your trailer is not set up to take that it'll take it and it won't take it right to your horse's shoulders or anything like that. Next super, super important tip is try to keep things exact same as it is at home. Obviously, you're not going to be able to keep things exactly the way that it is at home, but try your best to keep things the same. Now, keep the hay the same. Maybe bring some water if you have a picky horse, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But if you guys have a horse that doesn't like to drink on the road, make sure you bring a little bit of water from your house. Just simple things like that to try and keep them a little bit of the same at home. You do things when you're hauling down to where you practice, and then you do things way different when you're hauling down to the rodeo. Probably going to mess your horse up. Our horses like consistency, so if you can keep that consistency, you're going to be in a way better world. As far as that, do not miss out, because I want to tell you guys some of my tips and tricks that I have for a horse that doesn't like to drink down the road, which if you rodeo long enough, we all run into a horse at some point or another that just hates drinking down the road. So I'm going to share my tips with you, so don't miss out, keep on. Next super important tip is pretty obvious, but let your horse relax as much as possible. If you're going to get out and sit for a couple hours, if you're going to put them in a stall, or if you're going to put them in a stall around your trailer, make sure that they're sitting in that stall and they're not having to be tied up more than they have to be. Horses want to be able to lay down. They want to be able to relax, especially when they've been hauling a really long ways down the road. If you can really keep your horses happy and healthy down the road, when you get to the rodeo, they're going to do amazing. So a little tip for you guys when you stop at gas stations is if you guys can stop at the gas stations that are really big and they usually are semi-stops, those gas stations are really well lit, and a lot of times they'll have water pumps, so that's really helpful. I think probably a really big tip with that is making sure that you run the water like a really long time before you give it to your horses, because a lot of times, sometimes people haven't touched those pumps for a really long time. So go to those gas stations, especially if you're a woman, or even if you're traveling alone, a lot of times it's safer to go to those gas stations that are really well lit. Another really easy thing that you can do is when it's really hot outside, use fans in your trailer and in the stalls when you get there. Now, note of this, be really careful, because if your horse isn't used to this, you're just going to stress them out. Really? Now, if your horses aren't used to this, you're just going to stress them out even more. Wow, I think I just became an itching post. Have I just became an itching post? I did. Wow, do y'all see this? Oh my gosh. Am I an itching post? So now that Sven walked up on me, he's probably not going to move until I itch him. But big thing to do is have a first aid kit in your horse trailer. Now, if you guys haven't seen this video, click the pop tag right here. This is a video that I did showing you guys everything that I put in my horse's first aid kit. That's just a really simple trick to just make sure that you can take care of your horse down the road and you don't have to look around for a vet or get help with really simple stuff. So keep a first aid kit. It'll help you a lot. Because you guys are hanging in with me, I'm going to share with you guys one tip that not very many people do or know about. So what we do is we keep extra mats in our trailer. That also helps our horses so they don't feel that kind of ruffle as the trailer's riding down the road. But what you can do with those second mats is pull them out and put them right next to your trailer where you're tying your horse up. And that way, I mean, we all have rodeoed, and it's like, you get to a rodeo, there's rocks, or you're standing on the pavement like 99.9% of the time, I swear. So that's really important that you just put that mat there for them to stand on, then they don't have to stand in the rocks. And if you don't do that, I would suggest putting on hoof boots or making sure that your horse is shoed. Even if they're shoed, it's nicer for them to stand on a mat. So that's something that I do. It's really easy to keep your horses so they don't get sore as fast that way, especially because they're hauling a long ways down the road for you. Alrighty, so now you made it to the end. Tips to help you guys get your horse to drink on the road. And my horse is going to attack my cat. Wonderful. This video, I'm just going to keep all this in here so y'all can see. But first tip is something you can do is you can put apples or carrots in their water if they're not wanting to drink. That way, I mean, put something in there obviously that they like, but my horses love apples or carrots. So if I put those in there, a lot of times they're going to try and get those out and then they're like, oh, water. And then they end up drinking. So that's what I do with that. And another tip for you guys with that is what you guys can do is I call it, you can spike your water. I'm not talking alcohol. I don't do that. We don't use any of that here. But you can spike it with essential oil. So if your horse has an essential oil that they like, put a couple drops of that, like orange or lavender or something like that, in the water where your horse will like that smell and it'll want them to drink that water on the road a little bit faster. Now, something to keep in mind is sometimes horses just don't like drinking out of small buckets. Like, we're just going to have to take a moment for a hot second and realize that. Sometimes you have to just get out and pour like a really big barrel of water for your horse to drink out of. One of my paints down here, you can probably see her, she's waiting for dinner. Finger, where is it? That way. She is one that hates drinking on the road. Like, she won't drink out of a small bucket. If she wants to drink, it's going to be from a big barrel. So that's really important. Yes, it's, you're going to have to go the extra mile, but in the end, it's going to help your horse a lot. So keep that in mind when going down the road. And then the last tip that I have for you guys is you can help your horse drink down the road with putting electrolytes into their water. So lots of times these will smell a little bit different than the normal water, and your horse will want to drink them. Now, I think a big thing is don't freak out if they're not drinking, because eventually when your horse gets thirsty enough, they're going to drink. And if not, then you take your precautions to get them to drink. I mean, it's always good to have them drinking a little bit down the road, but a lot of times horses will just chill and they're not doing anything. They don't really want water. So especially if you keep it cool in their trailers, my dad would always say is, who cares? If they don't want to drink, they're going to drink eventually when they get thirsty enough. So don't get too worried about that. I mean, yes, there is a extent of, okay, they're not drinking, we need to do something. But after that, don't be too worried about it. I hope you guys really enjoyed watching.
Hope you guys enjoyed learning about a couple of my traveling tips, as well as how to get your horse to drink on the road. If you did, be sure to subscribe and share this podcast on any of your social media platforms, and I'd love to repost it and give you guys an opportunity to be exposed to my audience as well. Hope everyone has a wonderful week, and let me know if I ever can answer any questions for you. Thanks for listening.